There was an interesting piece on the Celtics today on ESPN.com. Chris Forsberg, the ESPN pool reporter for the Celtics, really spearheaded it. And it was all about the Celtics rebuild and the stages that the Celtics rebuild has gone and how this team went from, you know, losing in the playoffs and then trading Garnett, trading Pierce, and getting all those Brooklyn picks, and then getting Brad Stevens, bottoming out, only winning 25 games, and now all of a sudden getting to the point where they are an absolute force in the Eastern Conference and a team that we really think can be a force in the entire landscape of the NBA. And I know it's unpopular. When teams rebuild, it's absolutely unpopular with the fan base when you have to bottom out. But if you're going to do the rebuild, you need a couple of things. One, you need strong management, and the Celtics have that with Danny Ainge. Two, you need a strong-minded head coach that has the support of management and understands that losing is not the byproduct of the poor coach. It's that losing is the byproduct of a poor roster, and a poor roster that you're trying to assemble when you bottom out and you've traded assets. The Celtics have that in Brad Stevens. They have that pairing in Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge. And the third thing you need if you're going through the rebuild is you just have to be willing to give it time. So many teams want to go out there for a quick fix. So many teams want to go out there and say, let's go half in and half out. Let's sell off some assets and acquire some others. And that philosophy ends you in a period of mediocrity. The Celtics handled this rebuild the right way. They got really bad before they got really good. They got really bad and were willing to be okay with that before getting really good and before going to the next level. The Celtics, get this, they made 70-plus moves in the last 4 years. 70 major moves, 21 trades, bringing back 16 future draft picks. This team, they traded away guys like Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and Rajon Rondo. They traded away franchise icons. And yes, that is difficult to do. And if I was a fan of the Boston Celtics, I'm telling you, I would be bothered by that stuff. I would absolutely be bothered by it. But looking at it impartially, the Celtics have handled this rebuild the exact way that you're supposed to. They took this thing, stripped it bare, and absolutely worked to build it back up. And now they are in a great position both financially, future-wise with draft picks, and presently. Look at what Cleveland's done. Look at what Cleveland did. They traded draft picks. They sacrificed the future for the now, and now the now is blowing up in their face. What happens to this team when LeBron James leaves in a year? As we heard a source today say that he was out. What happens when Kyrie Irving's traded? Where does this team have to go? Nowhere.
As a Cleveland fan, you shouldn't worry about it. You have one more year with LeBron James at the very least. Kyrie Irving wants to be traded. That's great. You don't have to send him anywhere. Play for the title this year.
Right. Okay, fine. But then you're going to lose LeBron next year, and you got a disgruntled Kyrie for one more year after that, and then he leaves anyways.
What will he be disgruntled about if LeBron leaves? It's his team.
He's going to be disgruntled because he doesn't want to be in Cleveland. He's made that perfectly clear. He's going to be disgruntled that he doesn't want to be in Cleveland, and he's made that perfectly clear. It's not going to be he wants it all. He wants to be on a team that can win where he's the guy, and the team in Cleveland can't win in the situation. There's too much financial baggage there after LeBron leaves for the team to be able to compete, because the rebuild with Cleveland was done not in terms of a long-term plan. It was done, here's a Band-Aid with LeBron James. Let's do what we can in it.
And that was the correct thing. That was the correct thing to do.
Look at what the New York Knicks have done, Jason. The Celtics could have been the Knicks. The Knicks have needed a full rebuild for a long time now. The Knicks have needed a full rebuild for a long time now. But what do they refuse to do? They refuse to strip it bare, and they refuse to do that rebuild. They've traded away draft picks. They've signed to the bad contracts, the Joakim Noahs, the Derrick Roses, the Brandon Jennings. They have attempted to put the Band-Aid on this thing and say, look, we'll develop a little bit of young talent like Kristaps Porzingis, and that's all. We'll trade away some draft picks to try to acquire some veteran assets. We'll try to pick this thing together and get sixth place in the Eastern Conference. And the Knicks have been in a period of mediocrity for 15 years because they refused to do what the Celtics did. Look at other teams in sports that refuse to go all in with their rebuilds. I'll tell you, my Seattle Mariners, they have needed a rebuild for a long time. And they are in a position now where they've got an aging team and Nelson Cruz and Kyle Seager and Felix Hernandez and Robinson Cano. They've got huge contracts where they can't do a lot with those guys. And they can only go half in on trying to win now because they can't acquire anyone else at big money because those four take up so much. And they can't go all in on the rebuild because they've got those franchise icons and they've got that big money tied up and they couldn't get rid of those contracts even if they wanted to. They're half foot in the deep end of the pool, half foot in, or 1 foot in the shallow end of the pool, and it's going to cost them. And again, I love for them to be interesting and relevant. They're hovering around 60 and 60, and they may be playoffs in a wild card position. But they're not in a position to win, and they're not in the position to win in the long term. Look at the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros bottomed out, won 50 games, 50 and 110 one year, 50 and 112, 52 and 110, whatever it was. Now they're in a position with all the young talent to maybe be a team that can go to a World Series. Look at what the Chicago White Sox are doing. Trade Adam Eaton, trade Chris Sale, trade Jose Quintana, bottom out. The rebuilds that are successful are generally built that way. Teams just have to be willing to do it.